of the conference.
Now, we'd love to see that. And how do they determine? Is that a coin flip? They go by head-to-head, defensive? I mean, there's all kind of ways of deciding.
Now that I've processed their head, it would be a three-way tie because Gerald, Tom, Sheriff, and Bessemer would all have two wins, not just a two-way tie. And I believe at that point, it could be a incident of drawing straws.
Is
what it could come down to.
That's a tough way to do it. There's a region down in South Carolina, they determine the champion if there's a three-way tie by most points given up after the third quarter in the ball game. So that's one of those really strange things there.
And that's a tough one, because if you're all really good, you're not playing your starters all four quarters, and, you know, you hate to use the phrase garbage time, but if teams are scoring in garbage time, you know, it's almost like it benefits you to run up the score.
That makes you want to shy away from that just a little bit. We'll go over the standings real quick. We look at a 2A West Conference. You got Chase at 4-0, 8-0 around Russell County. Brevard's 3-1. Hendersonville 3-1 in conference. So that's a tough race over there. Polk County 2-2. RS Central 2-3. Patton 1-3. And then East Rutherford 0-5. But looking at the 1A, 2A West Conference here, you've got Shelby and Burns tied at 4-0. I believe they both play next week, don't they?
They do. Like I said, Shelby does not have a walkover tonight in East Gaston. They're going to have to shove and play well, but if they do, it's going to set up a 5-0 showdown between two of the best teams in the state next week.
That's probably why they set it up that way. But like you said, East Gaston 3-1, 5-3 overall. Bessemer City 2-3. Cherryville 1-3. Thomas Jefferson 1-4. And Highland Tech in here 0-4. But we expect a good game tonight. And maybe a game Thomas Jefferson can get ahead early and then play some people here as the season's winding to a close.
Yeah, I think this might be the first time this season where we come into a game and the Griffins are the favorite. You know, Simmons' ratings on NC Preps, he predicted a 33-point win for the Griffins. That was his spread, Griffins by 33. So they're the clear favorites tonight. And we'll see if they're able to manage that. You know, it's a little bit tough. You know, it seems like when you come in as the underdog, the pressure's off. Well, when you're supposed to win tonight, the pressure's on you.
Exactly.
So they've got to come out, establish what they want to do, both offensively and defensively, and not let this Highland Tech team hang around.
It's senior night here at Highland Tech. A good crowd on hand for them. Still waiting on some few Tom Griffin fans to come over here. The cheerleaders are across the way. We're high atop the press box here. A little multi-purpose press box. They use it for baseball and for football. A little bit about Highland Tech, I guess, while we got the time. Highland Tech is a magnet public high school in Gastonia, the first magnet school available to students in Gaston County. They draw students from each of the other 9 high schools in the district. School opened to freshmen and sophomores in the 2000 school year with the first graduating class in 2003. Highland School of Technology has had 4 principals. They had David Baudia, who's the inaugural principal, but he left without serving a year to start Philip O'Berry Academy of Technology in Charlotte. Then Lee Dedman became the principal in 2001 to 2013. When he retired, he was succeeded by Denise McLean as principal of Highland. After that, McLean served 1 season as Dedman's assistant. And in June 27, 2019, James Montgomery was assigned by the school board to become principal, and he's the guy now, James Montgomery. Highland Tech's colors are royal blue and gold. They're in the Southern Piedmont 1A, 2A. That's what you have. The big rivals of Highland Tech is Bessemer City and Cherryville High School. So I guess everybody's got rivals of their own.
You know, it's good. You know, it's a geographical rivalry, you know, with Bessemer and Cherryville and Highland here, all three within, you know, close proximity to each other, all in Gaston County. So, you know, it's good for the county to have this competitiveness on the 1A level, not just in the 3A level and the 2A level. So, you know, it's good competition here, and Gaston County has a lot of bragging rights with those rivalries.
There are 3 pathways available for the students at Highland Tech. They have business, legal studies, and information sciences. They have the health sciences, and then have manufacturing and engineering graphics. Just gives you a head start on the working class, I guess, as you get out of here and graduate with those degrees. So we're going to have the national anthem here by the Highland Tech Band. We'll be back with you shortly.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time. When your busy schedule means no time to cook, but the kids need their veggies, Wayne's Lunchbox has a solution for supper. With five different meat choices and so many vegetable sides to choose from, everybody will be happy. Me and my nephew love that broccoli casserole. And of course, lunchtime, along with hot dogs, hamburgers, and other delicious sandwiches, Wayne's has a smaller meat and veggie lunch menu. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 2, supper 3 to 7. Call on Wayne's for catering events. They're on East Main Street in Spindale. Order ahead at 828-395. 2225. And starting Monday, Wayne's will start taking orders for Thanksgiving. WCB.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
Man, about 30 strong out there. Going to be a good cold night of football here tonight. Should be about 36 degrees by the time this game winds down. Right now feeling pretty good, about, I guess, about 70 degrees out. And getting cooler by the minute.
You know, you rolled through those 2A standings, Mountain Foothill 7. Big game, second place for Barton-Hendersonville matching up tonight. At the Bears, Bearcat Boulevard, in the Bears den. That should be a good game. Chase Lovell Patton and East Rutherford is traveling to Polk County Central with the night off as they prepare to face the Trojans, who we expect to be 5-0 going into that game and competing for a top five seed in the 2A playoffs. I'm sure there's nothing Central would like more than to play spoiler next week. Last time, you know, I'll probably share this story again next Friday night, so if you're listening, you're going to hear it twice. Last time Chase paid a visit to RS Central, final score was 50-49 Chase in overtime, and it all came down to a blocked extra point. So a lot of good games in the history of that rivalry. So I'm looking forward to next week.
Yeah, Chase been on a roll, and, you know, they're expecting to continue playing, I guess, till the end of the season for everybody, and got a good shot at it. Look forward to them in the playoffs and seeing how far they can go, and hopefully we'll go with them as far as possible. Well, the band's walking off the field. We're just waiting for kickoff now. It's going to be a beautiful night for football. Sun is setting to our left. I guess that'd be the west, wouldn't it? So this field running east-west. And they're getting ready to come onto the field. Not sure how much more time we have before kickoff. The clock is already set for 12 minutes.
Yeah, that clock's been set since I got here at 6:35. So, you know, we're not waiting on the scoreboard operator tonight.
Yeah, we parked over in the student parking lot. You know, I feel sorry for them when it rains because that's a long haul from the parking lot to the school. But this is nice. It's right behind us, behind the gymnasium, nestled in here on both sides. They got some stands. A good crowd here tonight for Highland Tech. Their side is almost full, it looks like. Hopefully have a good game here tonight. No injuries. From your observation, we're going to see a lot of Hargrove tonight?
I think we're going to see a lot of him and Weatherford again, you know, splitting carries. You know, it's worked all year, the last couple of weeks since when they initiated that and added that to the game plan. It's been very effective. Nobody's been able to stop it. And I'm not sure that Highland Tech has the defensive line or the linebackers to change that tonight. So I think we'll see a heavy dose of both Hargrove and Weatherford on the ground tonight.
We say Highland Tech's been struggling the last few years, losing to 21 straight. But, you know, it's one of those schools that can recruit from the whole county. So one of these days they may just, you know, stack up on some players and start doing some payback to it.
Good. I think one of the names we're going to call for Highland Tech a lot tonight is Kamari Shepherd. He's a smaller guy in the backfield, but he is not only the leading rusher, he's the leading receiver. So it's usually not ideal when your running back is your leading receiver and your leading rusher.
That tells me they're probably not getting a lot of time to get some pass protection and getting the ball downfield. What it sounds like. A good number of players here for Highland Tech. They don't lack in numbers.
No, I think I counted about 40 guys during warm-up. So, you know, for this size school, that's good. That's really good.
And they got the solid blue uniforms. Got some gold in there. Beautiful-looking helmet. It's white with a gold face mask. You don't see a lot of colored face masks for these teams at this time, but that's a very sharp helmet they have. Solid blue. Thomas Jefferson, the exact opposite, wearing all white tonight. White pants, white jerseys, and they're hiding out somewhere in the woods, I believe, as they get ready to come out.
You're going to have to be weary of deep balls tonight if you're a receiver. If you're going west, you got maybe 5 yards before you run into a fence on that side. If you're going east, you got about 14 yards before you run straight into the gymnasium. So these receivers got to keep their heads level tonight.
Yeah, the hill is a drop off about 15 feet past the end zone, so you got to watch out for that also. They're also used for soccer, so I'm sure it's seen some better days. They've got the big circle out there in the middle for soccer, and then you go normally set up here. They're out here in right field behind us. Soccer season, I think.
I think we determined this was the softball field directly behind us.
Yeah. We're about to get ready to go. Again, went in the gymnasium earlier. Beautiful. It's one of those old-timey gymnasiums. Got the old wood floor. You know, it's been about 3 inches of shellac on the floor to make it shiny, so it's nice in there. I got the pull-out wooden bleachers, kind of gymnasium I grew up with. Now you got these old fancy things with the skylights and the electronic scoreboards and all that stuff going on.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to get over to Thomas Jefferson's new gym for a basketball game this winter. It's the complete opposite of the Highland Tech gym, brand-new facility. The hardwood is just beautiful. You know, it's polished. So hopefully you'll get a chance to get up there and you can see both ends of the.
And we're getting set here. I think we're just waiting now for the official to signal teams coming onto the field. I'm not sure how much time we have left. I can look at my watch and see here.
Well, I got about 7:20. Is that what you got?
Yeah, 10 more minutes. We're going to have to wait here.
So roughly 10 minutes till kickoff. Highland Tech's on the field. They're ready to run out. So
everybody's ready. They ought to start it early, shouldn't they?
Yeah. Why not? If everybody's ready to rock, let's get it going.
Of course, you're watching, I guess, on a national channel. You want them to wait. Here we go. Highland Tech getting fired up now in the center, rallying around their captains. They haven't sent the captains to the field yet. That's what we're waiting on. I knew it was missing something. We'll have a coin toss in just a few minutes. Highland Tech, Rams against the Thomas Jefferson Griffins. Week 9 here in Russell County football. Of course, we're in Gaston County tonight. And now the Griffins are coming out. They're over across the field from us, coming from our right. Captain's going to be making their way down. I'm going to guess it's Hargrove. Maybe. We'll know in just a minute. And I don't have a roster for Highland Tech, but we'll piggyback off the PA announcer, hopefully, as he announces those names. Not a lot of excitement right now in the stands, but maybe when the kickoff comes, they'll get it going.
Hey, Derry, I was getting worried about my vision for a minute. I couldn't see too well. Then I realized I didn't have my glasses on.
Tell me about it. One of those where you have to take them off to look up close.
It was one of them moments that said, man, I thought my glasses had quit working.
I haven't had that one yet, but that's very possible. Like 21 and 15.
Yeah. Josh Watkins, number 21. David Hargrove, number 15.
The other two are hiding. Won't let us see the number 10.
10 is Holden Weatherford.
And 72.
Let's see.
Is that the punter?
That's going to be Jack Barcher.
I think it's 72. It might not be 72. That is 72.
That is 72. That's Jack Barcher. Barcher. He's a sophomore. It's not often you see a sophomore get to be a team captain on Friday night, but I think that's awesome to see.
He must have been working very hard the past couple of weeks and getting out there. And waiting now for the captains from Highland Tech to come out. While we wait on them, we'll take a break here and hear a word from our sponsor and be back to bring you some Russell County football here on Friday Night Frenzy.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss. WCAP.
They're all saying, and now I think the Rams are psyching up. Tom Jesper not coming out just yet. A little psych out.
Like I said, still waiting for the captains for the home team here.
Yeah. Be coming here pretty soon. Well, they're flipping a coin to see who's going to be captain. And the coach is giving them a good pep talk down here in the end zone to our right.
Team-wide game of rock, paper, scissors. Last two men standing get to be captain.
That's probably a little better than drawing straws, I guess. I want to see some big plays tonight. You know, let's Thomas Jefferson come here and do what they want to do in the first half and then carry this thing back to Rutherford County with a win and be their second in a row. Highland Tech just looking for, I think, some positives out of this season. You know, you want to, if they could pick up a win here, that'd be big going into next season for them.
Well, you know, and with only 34 1A teams, you know, Highland Tech's looking at a playoff spot as well. You know, so win would definitely help boost their RPI ranking.
Yeah, I think they were ranked about, what, 36 or something like that, I believe.
Something around there. They're right on the brink, but they still have a shot.
Captains are number four.
Number four is Kamari Shepherd.
Number three.
Number three, Cyrus Robinson.
One.
Number one, Cameron Newman.
Two.
Two is Walker Hayes.
And 56.
56. Get to page three here is Marcus Rubin.
Marcus Rubin. So you got five captains.
Yep, those all five of those are seniors, so I would imagine that's part of the reason.
And they're only going to send four out, so one of those are probably just an honorary captain. Or will they send? I have seen teams send all seniors out. Yeah, they're going to send all five of them out as they get ready for the coin toss. We'll call it here in just a minute. Captains are meeting at midfield. Officials are getting set. Did not see the white hat out there.
He's right in the middle of those big guys.
Okay, there he is. He was blending in with those white jerseys. Getting set to coin toss.
The sound operator is also eager for kickoff. He's been playing the Jeopardy theme song for the past 3 minutes.
Yeah, I agree with him. We got here ready to go, and it seemed like they've been delaying the kickoff for a while. But they're just kicking it off at 7:30.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if the real-life Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy thing was this long, I might get a few more questions right. That 30 seconds gets on you quick if you're not sure of the answer.
Yes, it does.
Trying to remember back to high school English class and, you know, British poets and those categories like that, they stump me every time.
Jeopardy's been around a long time. One of the finest game shows I've ever made.
Makes me feel smart every time there's a sports category on Jeopardy because I usually run the whole category, get all five right, and a lot of times the contestants don't even buzz in. They're not sports folks. So.
Dude, there's a trick to that. I used to watch it like at 7 o'clock and then go in at 7:30 with my grandmother and give all the answers. She thought I was the smartest person in the world. There's a coin toss. They're getting ready to let us know what the result of that is. And here we go. They're going to turn the teams around. Thomas Jefferson's going to be to the right. They're going to be kicking to the Rams. Rams will be going left to right as soon as they get this underway here and waiting for the teams to bust through the banners and give some Friday night football here.
We're dealing with some tight quarters up here, about 10 people on top of the press box, and it's built for about 3 people.
I think so. I'm going to try to not move any. I'm on a couple of beams up here, and I'm going to stand in this one spot.
Good news is ain't nobody going to get cold up here. Or this is the buddy system in a way.
Yeah, I'm
all right. You don't go anywhere without a buddy. You're going in the cold, you stand next to a buddy.
That's real. I'm going to start a fire up here in the corner. We'll take another quick timeout before they get to kickoff. And here, in other words, my sponsor will be back in about 30 seconds.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody, but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
Vibe's Ultimate Gig Package gives you more. Fiber-rich 5-gig internet with unlimited data, modem, wire maintenance, and a free installation for only $74.99 a month. That's right. Get our fastest speed with unlimited data and no additional equipment fees. Vibe's fiber-rich network powers all your devices and is backed by our 30-day money-back guarantee. Get more with this limited-time offer. Visit us online at vibebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Taxes and fees extra. Visit vibebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
Trent is this Highland Tech band. You know, you don't see too many bands at 1A schools. Not only does Highland Tech have a band, it is a quality band. It's one of the best bands we've heard all year.
Yeah, I was going to say that earlier. I think I counted 30 of them out there counting the color guard, and they do sound very well. Might be one of their specialties. I think it is getting pretty close to band competition season also.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson, get ready to kick it off.
Holding weather for doing the kicking duties here.
They're all lined up. Going to be an onside kick. Highland Tech's going to recover this thing, I believe. It's a little trickery there for the Griffin. And if they saw something, didn't want to kick it deep, or they just want to try to take advantage of the quick kick.
I think Coach Schubert's showing a lot of trust in his defense here, saying that even if we don't recover this, I believe my defense is going to get a stop and get our offense ball back.
Let's see what they are going to do here. First and 10, Highland Tech has it midfield, I think. Yeah, it is at midfield. Hard to see the numbers at that night. We'll have it first 10. Two backs in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Going to take it, give it to the man to his left. He has some room to the outside. Can the Griffins get there? They're going to wrap him up in the backfield, throwing for a 4-yard loss.
I'll tell you, this is going to be really tough for Highland Tech. David Hargrove's lined up in the middle of the field from the linebacker position, so he's able to just sit and watch and read where the ball is going and then use his speed to hawk down the ball carrier.
He's ready to turn it on this second half of the season. He's making plays offensively and defensively.
He's not an all-conference selection. I don't know anybody that is.
I agree with that. So second and 16 now. Loss of 6 on the play. Shotgun. Ball's on the ground. He's fumbling. He's hitting the backfield throwing for a big loss.
Number 21, Josh Watkins. He just come around the edge, and by the time the quarterback picked up the bad snap, Watkins was on him for the sack.
I think the Griffins were on to something there, that onside kick. Highland Tech has gone back about 10 yards now. It's going to be third and 20.
This is the first time I've ever seen an offense go lose more yardage than how far the kickoff went on the first two drives.
Exactly. Griffins may still wind up with good field position. Third down and about 20 coming up here. It looks like a passing situation. End around quarterback keeper himself, looks for a block, picks up a little bit of yardage around the left side or right side, my left.
Yeah, we talk about the job David Hargrove's done. Holden Weatherford did an excellent job of getting off of his block and making the tackle there on the edge and not allowing the quarterback to spring for a big one.
He got back to about the 45 yard on his fourth down. The Rams on the kick it here on their opening possession.
It looks like Cooper McCraw is going to do the kicking for the Rams.
There's a snap. He almost blocked. He kicked that lobe. It's going to take a good Highland Tech Rams bounce down to the 20, inside the 20 at about the 19-yard line. So got off a good kick. Griffins will be taking over first and 10 from their own 19. Let's see what this offense looks like here opening drive.
I tell you, David Hargrove is just about a half an inch away from blocking that.
I think if the punter would have kicked that straight away, he would have blocked it. He kind of went underneath Hargrove with that kick and still got it off. About a 55-yard kick after the roll. First and 10. Hargrove's in there. Going to take it from shotgun snap, give it to Weatherford, left side, first big run. Can he get to the outside? He's staying and finally tackled. Picked up about 12, 13 yards on the first carry there.
Left side of the Griffin offensive line did an outstanding job of creating a hole there for Weatherford. I think he picked up 20 yards before he was first hit by number four, Kamari Shepherd.
Yes, he was.
A lot of credit to 72, Jack Borcher, and number 68. Dalton Freeman.
First and 10 now from the 35. Weatherford again, right side. Gonna, looking for a big game tonight. Stays on his feet, takes a big hit at around the 50. Pushes across the 50 to the Ram 49.
That was the exact same play, just to the right side of the field. And it was just successful as the first one. Weatherford was hit a little bit sooner, but I think he probably picked up 14, 15 yards after first contact there. It's a hard running by Weatherford.
Offensive line opening some big holes right now. Another first down, two carries, two first downs. It's first and 10. About the 50-yard line. Hargrove's going to take it himself, gets to the outside, has one man to beat. He stiff-arms a man. Finally going to be tackled, another first down pickup. Griffin's averaging about 15 yards a carry.
Yep. Yeah, I talked about before the game, Kamari Shepherd's offensive abilities. Well, two of the three plays, he's made a solo tackle. Prevented a touchdown. So he's able to wrap up well, but another great job of blocking there by the Griffin.
And a good offensive execution by the Griffins. Another first down, three plays, three first downs. Hargrove again taking himself, left side. Didn't get the first down that time, I don't think, but he picked up good yardage, bringing up second down. Only second and five, only gained five. That's kind of a disappointment there for the offense.
Yeah, it's going to bring the average way down.
Second and five. Griffin's going to send two receivers to the left, one wide right, wide open. Nobody's covering that outside receiver. Now they're going to switch a little bit. Weatherford's going out left. Hargrove's going to send Weatherford in motion, going to fake it to him, keep it himself, has a hole up the left side, cuts it back to the middle. He's going to head toward the end zone, one man to beat. Touchdown, Griffin. David Hargrove from.
That was excellent. The play design there, they brought Weatherford in a jet sweep motion. Hargrove faked it, a little bit of a counter action, followed Big Jack Borcher to the promised land there.
About a 25-yard touchdown run, and just like that, the Griffins on the board with just under 8 minutes to go.
Yeah, that drive took less than 2 minutes for the Griffins to go 80 yards. Excellent start for the offense.
It's going to go for two. Not a bad idea. Hargrove's going to go under center. Now he's going to go in motion left to right. There's a pitch right side. 33 takes it in. Touchdown. I mean, extra point. Good.
33, I believe that's Caleb Hill.
I think it is.
Not on the roster, but I believe that's him. He's just switched jerseys. Once again, just a dominant job up front of the trenches by the Griffins offensive line.
7:59 to go. First quarter, 8-0 Griffins on top. We'll take a quick break and be right back after this.
One of the Carolinas' leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindell Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color-enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high-quality Appalachian bark that is blended for best performances. They also carry river rock, stone, and gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindell Mulch Company, 325 Spindell Street, Spindell. WCB.
8 minutes to go in the first quarter. This time's going to be another kind of a line drive kick. It's going to be a free ball picked up by the Griffins on the bounce. That was number 9 with the pickup. Micah King.
Micah King there. That was
That was not an intentional onside kick, I don't believe. I think it's supposed to be more of a squib, but it took a friendly bounce, hit a Highland Tech player in the hands, and Micah King was in the right spot at the right time.
Couldn't ask for an easier pickup on a kick than that. It bounced right up into his hand. The Griffins have it again, leading it 8-0. We'll get to see his offense back out on the field. Eli Lineberger checking out. Going to have Josh Watkins out wide right. Weatherford's going to be in at quarterback.
Got Caleb Hill to his left. Might give it to him again.
Going to be Hill. Right side has a hole. Going to take a big lick by the linebacker. Going to push forward for some more yards.
That was outstanding running. Great job by the center of the offensive line there, number 74. See, that's Jordan Albert. He did an outstanding job of getting to the second level by getting a combo block on the D tackle, getting the second level, and then Caleb Hill just follow him for the first down.
And couldn't ask for better pickup on first down. They're getting almost 12, 13, 14 yards of pop on first down. Hargrove back in now. Shotgun formation.
Weatherford in the slot. Would not be surprised to get jet sweep action.
In motion. Get it to Weatherford. Right side. He's going to cut it back. Has a man to beat to the corner. He's going to pick up some big yardage on first. Weatherford's going to pick up, looks like, 9 yards on the play.
I think the Griffins have run 6 offensive plays so far. And each guy, you know, there have been some jet sweep action, fake it, gave it to them. You know, buck sweep left, buck sweep right. A lot of good action early on for the Griffins.
Hargrove and Weatherford in the backfield. Hargrove going to take it left side this time. Gets to the end. He's heading toward the end zone. Has a man to beat. He is in for his second touchdown of the game. Touchdown, Griffins. That was about a minute and a half.
You know, David Hargrove got interviewed on Wednesday for the Smiths Drugs Player of the Week for his performance against Dribble. He's saying, that was fun. I want another one.
That's it. 2 touchdowns on the night. Both of those coming to the left pylon. And it's 14-0 with 6:36 to go.
Yeah, kind
of going like we expected, yeah.
Yeah, we talked before the game, you know, Griffins are the favorites. How are they going to react? Come out the gate perfectly and execute just how you want.
Said they were favored by 31. They may have that at the half. Weatherford's going to take it. Give it to Caleb Hill again. Going to go forward to the end zone. Extra point attempt is good. And it's 16-0. Griffin's on top. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back after this.
To win in sports, you must adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Why not let Andrew Tisdale, your Edward Jones financial advisor, help you create a game plan for financial success? Call 828-287-9197 and get started today. That's Andrew Tisdale at Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 828-287-9197.
WCAB, Rutherfordton.
All right, welcome back here. Highland Tech Rams trailing Thomas Jefferson 16-0. And onside kick attempt there. Misjudged just a little bit. And the ball's going to go dead after about a 1-yard kick.
Yeah, that was certainly not an intentional onside kick. That was just the incidence of a guy who's not used to kicking off. Just missed ball just about entirely.
Might have been looking up a little too quick on that one. Well, the Highland Tech Rams almost in field goal range, maybe. They're at the Griffin 45.
And the Griffins and the Chase Trojans are in a shootout early. Trojans, you know, saying every time the Griffins score, we got to score. They lead Patton 14-0 early in the first quarter.
We go first and 10 for the Rams. We'll have a penalty flag thrown here.
That should be a false start.
Did the receiver move over here? Or was that an offensive lineman?
Yeah, that was a receiver. The snap got the Griffins players, a couple of the outside linebackers. They did a shimmy, but didn't injure. Did not go into the neutral zone. So when that movement for Highland Tech occurred, that puts it on the hiatus of the offense.
I mean, minus yardage again for the Rams of Highland Tech. It's second and fifth, or first and 15, not what they wanted to look at. See if they continue to go backwards here. First down, 15. And the handoff, quarterback's going to stick it in. The fullback's hitting the backfield, trying to get some yards, but he's still going to struggle and go backwards again.
Holden Weatherford got the initial hit. Then he has some help from his buddy, Andrew Pope, and they cleaned that up.
You know, as a defense, this is a game you can't wait to get out there and make some plays. You want to hold them to negative yardage, I think, is your mindset. Right now, that's holding true. We still got 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
And I could be wrong, but I think Highland Tech is kind of alternating who takes the snap. We've seen number one, Cameron Newman, take some, and number four, Kamari Shepherd, take some. And now another new guy taking snaps, number five, Elijah Whitted.
Shepard's in the backfield. He's going to take this hand. I don't know. Quarterback's going to keep it. Whitted's going to keep it. Nowhere to go. Great tackle there by number 10, Holden Weatherford.
I tell you that Holden Weatherford's having himself a game early on him. Caleb Hill, David Hargrove, the entire offensive line, the defensive line, the linebacking corps. This whole team's having an outstanding start to this game.
It's about third and 18. We'll call it.
Yet to see a pass attempt from the Rams yet.
They haven't thrown very many this season, what I was looking at stat-wise. Got 5 minutes to go.
Now number five again, Elijah Whitted under center. Number 32, the deep back.
Third down play is going to be pitched deep. The ball is almost mishandled. It's trying to get to the corner. Has some speed over there, but the Griffin defense is a little bit speedier.
That was number two, Elias Santiago, a freshman who made the wood on that hit. We did have a penalty on the other side of the field. So we'll see what that call is going to be.
Is that going to be a hold or a block in the back? Almost would deny that penalty, I think, if it's against the Rams.
It is a holding penalty. That's the umpire just showed the TJ sideline.
You know, you'd think a team that's winless on the year would have a lot of penalties called, but Highland Tech is a pretty disciplined team. They don't have a lot of flags thrown against them. That is one there. Penalty is declined, bringing up about fourth and a 20 here for the Rams. I see the punter on again. As it gets set. Ball's on the ground. The Griffins, I believe, recover. It's not really going to matter because it was fourth down.
We have a penalty coming in. The Rams ran a player on the field late. Not sure if it was the 12th player or the 13th player or what.
Looks like they may decline that one also if they can. Is that a dead ball? Or do you accept it? Now they're going to, like Coach Schubert, going to decline that penalty and give the Griffins a good field position.
Yes, we're just going to call that a false start. Well, it can't be a false start. So we'll say illegal motion because there wasn't an illegal substitution penalty because he made the wrong motion. Long story short, it's time to share some ball.
Right now, the Griffins have given up negative yardage. So let's see if they continue that here in this first half. 4:37 to go in the first. Griffins have the ball, first and 10. Again, at the 50-yard line, there's Weatherford going to cut it back. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Pick up good yardage on first down, just short of the first.
You know, I tell you, when your offense is trucking this well and the engine's going this hard, it's easy as offense coordinator. You only have to call three or four plays, and all of them's working.
I have a timeout called by the Rams. We'll take one and be right back after a word from one of our.
See you in September at your local drop-in store. This month, try their hot wing meal. 6 hot wings, 6 potato wedges, bread and dipping sauce, all for $6.99. And for breakfast, 2 gravy biscuits for $4.50. Cool off with 28-ounce Powerades, 2 for $3.50. 20-ounce Minute Maid soft drinks, 2 for $2.50. for real milkshakes, just $3.19, and a smoothie or protein shake for $3.39 at your nearest drop-in store for our City, Shiloh, Sandy Mush, or Bostick. WCB.
Welcome back, football fans. Friday Night Frenzy. Rams called their first time out of the half. 4:19 to go. Griffin's on top, 16-0 here at Highland Tech, home of the Rams.
The Griffins will need to score pretty quick here. The Trojans just scored again. They're up 21-0. So the Griffins want to keep pace with that ball game. They're going to score quick.
Hargrove with the carry. Left side looking for his third touchdown. Lowers his head. Stays on his feet. Nice weather for this time, lowering the boom.
It was weather. There is a penalty flag on the near sideline. I think this one's coming back. I believe we're going to have a hold on one of the receivers out here for the Griffins.
From the looks of this game, we won't see a pass thrown the entire night. We're going back to the 1940s, I believe.
Ice bowl.
Yeah. It is a penalty against the Griffins. They're first of the night.
Yeah, the receiver out here blocking just got his hands up under the pads a little bit. And they'll get you for that every time.
It's going to remain second down. That's going to back it up a little bit. It was second and about three. That's going to be second and five, it looks like. Second and 10. That's where it's going to be marked there. Ball back to the 50. We're on plan on half the field tonight, it looks like. 4 minutes to go, first quarter.
I guess when we flip sides, they'll end the quarter.
Keep it evened out anyway. Here we go now. Weatherford's in that quarterback. Going to give it to Hargrove, right side. He has a block there, going to lower his head. Straight arm, sidesteps a man at the first down marker. Picks up about eight more, so about an 18-yard gain for Hargrove.
You know, it's not often when you have interchangeable pieces to run that jet sweep action. You know, earlier we seen it with Weatherford at the slot. Hargrove, quarterback, they've time they flipped. Weatherford took a snap. Hargrove came in motion. But the end result's been the same. Huge run.
They didn't start the year with this and didn't plan on using it, but it is a very successful offense. Maybe something they'll look into keeping. Another first down. It's first and 10 now. Ball down around the 30-yard line of the Rams. Weatherford gives again. Hargrove left side looking. No, this is Caleb Hill. He's going to be thrown down.
Another penalty flag on the play. We're going to get another holding on the Griffin. I believe that one might have been offensive lineman there out on the edge.
Second penalty of the game against the Griffin. Again, 16-0. At that rate, we'll have a running clock a lot quicker when they're getting two-point conversions each time. There's a hold of the call.
Well, we just got to get through all these holding penalties.
First and about 20 now. So when you're averaging about 15 yards a carry on first down, that's really not a problem, is it?
It's not.
We'll call it first and 18. It's done with 3 minutes to go.
Caleb Hill saying, you're going to give my yard to somebody else now. Those are my yards.
Weatherford's going to take it. Takes a handoff. Left side. Picked up a big hole. He's to the corner. Runs over a guy down around the 20-yard line. He may have gotten enough for the first down. It's going to be close.
I believe we're going to be marked 3 yards short, maybe two.
He picked up about 16 or 17 on that then. We're on one end of the field. Now we're looking down on the far end, so we're just guessing at the mark. My guess is not very good.
Well, that's the good thing about being on the radio. Nobody has to know unless we tell them.
Exactly. Oh, second down and two. Weatherford in at quarterback. Caleb Hill on his left. It's going to be Hill right side. Picked up a first down. It's going to be tackled down like around the 15.
You know, that play there, the heel up the middle in between the two guards have been effective tonight. You know, they're picking up first downs with it. I think that might be his second first down run of the night.
At least that, yeah. This offense looks kind of like the triple option without your two A-backs. They're just running it straight up the field. First and 10. I'd say the ball's on around the 20-yard line. Best guess. Weatherford's in at quarterback again. Got Hargrove to the left. Going to keep it himself. Has a big hole left side. He's going to get to the end zone. Takes a hit at the goal line, but touchdown Griffins. With their third touchdown of the night, they're keeping up with Chase best they can.
That was an outstanding job by Holden Weatherford there. That was actually a designed read option play. He had the option to keep it, or he could have handed it off. He saw the end crash, did an outstanding job of keeping it, and scored no problem.
Didn't get touched till he got to the end zone. 22-0 now, with a two-point conversion coming up. We still got a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. The guy on the swap sides of the field said he'll be playing in here close to us. Again, line up, Caleb Hill in the back. He's already got 2 two-point conversions tonight. Will he get his third? We'll have a timeout called by the Griffins. We'll take a timeout and be right back.
When you need a rental car or van, Family Car Rental is close by. Joe and Jill Rash are owner-operators and promise to treat you like family. If you need a car while your car's in the shop or maybe a van for a Sunday school trip, Family Car Rental has just the car or van that will fit your need and budget. 5 locations to serve you, including 500 West Dixon Boulevard in Shelby, 956 Reapsville Road in Lincolnton, 1604 North Limestone Street in Gaffney, 1344 Boiling Springs Road in Spartanburg, and right here in Forest City, 895 South Broadway. Family Car Rental, treating you like family.
WCAB. Friday night, friends, on WCAB Radio. Thank you from all of our sponsors that we bring you tonight, Thomas Jefferson Griffin football against the Highland Tech Rams. Our score is 22-0, first quarter. Griffin's lined up for their third two-point attempt of the night. Caleb Hill in the backfield. He's already gotten 2 of them. And here it is, motion. It's going to be Weatherford himself takes it for the two-point. No, that's Hargrove. Two-point conversion. And with 1:37 to go in the first, it's 24-0. Griffins over the Highland Tech Rams. I expected it to be a win tonight, but coming a lot easier than I had planned on so far.
No score update. Chase Trojans 28, Patton Panthers 0.
They're not thinking ahead, I guess, are they?
They're not. They're locked in tonight. You know, last week, from people at the game, Chase came out. He came out flat against Polk County, got down 14-0. It's good to see they're not coming out flat tonight. They seem to be on their game.
Yeah, it could have been a trap game there from Patton. And it's not only trap, it's Patton's falling into it.
Yeah.
Another kickoff here for the Griffins. Been all kinds of adventures on these kickoffs tonight. Weatherford's going to take this one. It's another little hobby kick, but a great grab there at the 50-yard line by the Rams. Number 50 snatched that out of the air and held on to it.
If there's some Rams fans seem unhappy with Thomas Jefferson's kickoff selection, but I don't think this is intentional.
I think I would appreciate them giving the short field. From the looks of things, they're yet to pick up a first down and yet to get any. They're probably about minus 30, 35 yards on the game.
At least.
1:33 to go. Griffin's out there trying to keep this defensive streak going here. Quarterback under center. It's a pass. It's a halfback pass. He's in the backfield. Going to try to sneak it away. He's in some trouble. Nice. They're going to see. Has an opening. Going to pick up the yards. Drops the ball. Picked up by the Griffins. And he's going to try to run it downfield, staying on his feet, looking like a fullback.
That was Zion Jones with that fumble recovery. And then he took off running down the field. That's some ideal stumbling and bumbling, as Chris Berman used to say. Outstanding job. I believe that was on that strip for the Griffins. Well, it was number 3. He ain't on the roster here.
3? Not sure who that is.
Last name, Little John.
There we go. And that was all kind of stuff going on that play. It was like a halfback option pass. It got flushed out.
I feel like some triggeration is going on, and he made a lot happen for PR. Outstanding job there by the Griffin defense and continuing to fight on that play.
Almost got positive yards. Weatherford's going to have a quarterback keep it himself. Runs right up the middle, picks up a block. Going to run over a defensive back after about a 15-yard gain.
Hargrove just earned himself a ball of syrup. He just picked up a loud pancake there.
You can hear that up here on top of the press box, and we're 30 feet in the air. Another first down for the Griffins. We got a minute to go here in the first quarter. Can they get 30 on the board here before the second quarter starts?
Well, you're talking about how high up in the air we are. Kind of made my stomach drop for a minute thinking I climbed that high.
We might be 30 feet. I don't know. Just a guess. It'd be 3 basketball goals, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Hargrove back in now. Shotgun. Caleb Hill on his right hip. Hargrove's going to look to pass. Throws a deep down the field. Has a man open in the end zone. Caught for a touchdown. I see we're not going to see a pass, and we do.
We did. That was number 11, Jebediah Rollins on the catch. That ball was perfectly placed by David Hargrove. And not only can that young man run, not only can he hit, he can sling that thing. That was absolutely beautiful post pattern there by Rollins. Just outstanding job there by the Griffins offense.
That answered my question, will they get 30 before the first quarter ends? They just hit 30 on that touchdown pass with 27 seconds to go.
Well, this was chess. Griffins just hit the buzzer on the side and said, all right, Trojan, it's your turn.
Checkmate. There you go. 2-point conversion may put on more points than what Chase is going to wind up with. Here we go. Hargrove again, back to pass, throws it out into the corner. Misses his man. This time, 2-point conversion fails for the first time tonight.
Receiver kind of alligator armed that. Kind of stuck him out, but not far enough.
And with 27 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's 30-0. Griffin's on top. So the Rams will be back after a word from our sponsors.
At Isothermal Community College, your career starts here. Want to get into a high-demand field with good pay? Check out our pathways in the fields of healthcare and nursing, public services like EMT and law enforcement, advanced manufacturing, and information technologies. Your dream is our mission. Let us help you find the path. Plus, with the Powers Promise, residents of Rutherford and Polk counties can attend tuition-free. For details, call 828-395-4193 or visit isothermal.edu/enroll today. WCB.
Back to action here. Friday Night Frenzy. WCAB Radio coming to you. Thank you for joining us here tonight. We're in Gaston County tonight where the Griffins are rolling 30-0 right now in the first quarter. This kickoff can be downfield. It's going to go out of bounds. Deepest kick of the night for the Griffins. 21 seconds left on the clock. We hear it. Highland Tech. Just off of 321.
Run through a few scores. A.C. Reynolds, 14. T.C. Robertson, 0. Asheville, 35. North Buncombe, 0. McDowell, 20. Irwin, 7. No score between Smoky Mountain and Tuscola. West Henderson and Franklin tied at 7. Avery County leads Owen, 14-0. Hendersonville leads Brevard, 7-0. Polk County leads East Rutherford, 14-0. Andrews leads Robbinsville, 14-0. And Chase holds a 28-0 lead over Pat.
All good games going on tonight as we prepare for the playoffs in a couple of weeks. Highland Tech now had a positive play their last time out, but fumbled it. And here we go, 1st and 10. There's a bad snap. Quarterback corrals it. Looks downfield, throws a pass. It's going to be tipped. Good play, knocked away there by number 9, Micah Keene.
That was Little John again on the TBU, but they're going to call a pass interference penalty on him. Looked like he got there just a millisecond early.
I'm looking for a no-pass night, and these teams start airing it out on me. That's a first-down pickup for the Rams. Their first one of the night and their first positive play I think they've had in a while.
Well, I think we're just going to say the Griffins now have them right where they want them at midfield. That's been the point for, I would say, they've not got past that.
I hope that grass has some deep roots out there around midfield because they're spending a lot of time out there. That stops the clock with 15 seconds to go. The quarter would have ended. Here we go. 1st and 10 for the Rams of Highland Tech. Another snap. Ball's on the ground once more. Picked up by Hargrove. He's going to, one man to beat, cuts it back to the inside. Another man, he's going to take it into the house. No flag. There's a flag out here in the play. Down near the end zone. And the clock winds down. What's that flag?
I'm not sure. That might be unsportsmanlike conduct. He might have pointed at the Highland Tech player. That's the only thing I've seen because nobody blocked because they didn't have to.
Yeah. Perfect pickup by Hargrove. Picked it up about the 45 and took it in to the end zone.
Yeah, I think that scoop and score is going to stand.
I think so. Probably marked off on the conversion, maybe.
Yeah, their choice, that or the kickoff.
believe I'd take the kickoff if I was the Rams.
They'll discuss this. And Hargrove, his third touchdown of the quarter. Yeah, that's his third of the quarter.
How often do you get to say that?
Right. And they're going to talk it over. I'm like, it had to be an unsportsmanlike, unless.
Well, no, technically, it's his fourth touchdown. He run two, threw one.
Yeah, he did throw one, yeah.
So, I forgot about that.
Yep. They're going to talk it over here. We'll stay right here for just a minute to see what the decision's going to be. Unsportsmanlike against the Griffin. He's got to go and assess it on the kickoff. I'm thinking it's what he said.
Yeah, I think that's what that hand motion is.
Too cold to pull my book out and look. It is cooling off a little bit up here.
It is.
But it feels like football now. I guess this is the furthest I've traveled for a ball game this season, I believe, yeah.
So I think that's going to, what is it, 36 to nothing now?
Yeah, it should be 30.
I think so.
36. With a conversion attempt coming.
No, I don't believe that's correct. The PA guy said first down. I believe this is still a two-point conversion.
Yeah, I think it is. It should be 36 on the board. They haven't put it on there yet. There's the two-point conversion again. Caleb Hill gets his third conversion of the night, making it 38-0 at the end of the first quarter. We'll head to the second quarter in just a minute after a word from our sponsor. Be back after this.
Get back in the swing of things with a special deal from Lifestyle Wellness and Spa. For a limited time, join for $5 and mention WCAB and get 1 month free. Get that energy back, flexibility of your joints, and a better outlook on life. For $5, join today and get 1 month free when you mention WCAB. First-class equipment and plenty of space for you to choose your style of fitness. The pool and the hot tub alone are worth that price. Contact the professional-friendly staff at Lifestyle Wellness and Spa and get going for a feel-better you. 247 Oak Street Extension, Forest City, and you'll be saying, oh, I feel so much better.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
WCAP.
All right, welcome back. 38-0 our score after the end of the first quarter. Yeah, it's 38-0 after one. 12 minutes on the clock for the second. Teams have switched sides of the field, and the penalty against is marked off for the kickoff. This ball is going to be picked up again. They're going to be around the 50-yard line. Hit hard there and thrown backwards, and that's going to be our spot on the field, I guess, the 50.
Yeah, they're rolling them down. Love to see us replay on that. I'm not so sure, but
they did rule him, I guess. But the progress stopped.
Not to be outdone. Chase Trojans has picked up a pick six, and they lead Patton 35-0.
Is that DeRizma?
They must have some. It was Jahari Mosley. They must have somebody in the stands here watching this game, letting the Chase coaching staff know.
Exactly. Well, now hopefully we'll see some offense on our end of the field. We're down here on the east end zone pretty much, about the 20-yard line. So we'll get to see some action down here possibly. First and 10 for the Rams. Again, it's 38-0. Just on the way here in the second quarter. Rams got a first down last time out. They're going to take it, give it to the fullback. He's got nowhere to go, going to run backwards. He's going to be thrown for a loss. About the 45. Luckily, he fell down there. It would have been further back than that.
Andrew Pope with the initial burst back there to shut that play down, and he eventually just had to go down the running back.
Yeah, he lost about 10 on that, I guess. We'll call it second down and 18. Give about an 8-yard loss. Second and long. I don't want them to throw it, so maybe they will. Shotgun formation, two runners in the backfield. There's the quarterback. He's going to be, throws it out, intercepted. going to be taken into the end zone, it looks like. One man to beat. Stiff arm at the 10. Touchdown.
That touchdown's going to come back. They're going to call a face mask on Josh Watkins there. He was running that back, and he went for the stiff arm, and he must have got a hold of the quarterback's face mask there, so that'll come back.
We'll take. I almost had another defensive score. That ball intercepted by Watkins. And he, Watkins, like I said, is trying to stiff arm him and just got up in the face mask.
Yeah. And that is the right call. He did have a hold of that face mask. He did grab it, so that was a good call.
Going to be a 15-yard variety, I believe. They're going to back it up. But the Griffins having great field position. Ball's at the 22-yard line, and we're right on top over here, so we can see what's going on. Almost saw our second consecutive defensive score, didn't we?
We did. That was close.
Here we go. Two receivers to the right.
You got to throw it up to Josh Watkins there, don't you? Give him another chance.
Going to be weather for the quarterback. He's going to keep it himself. Left side going to be a hit. That's a short gain. Curls down for about a 4-yard gain on the play. Second and 6. That's one of the shortest gains of the night for the Griffins.
Yeah, 75. Cooper McCraw was able to get some penetration there for the Rams and really slowed that play down before he could get started.
A little bit of size out there on that Highland Tech defensive line. They got the middle especially. They got size in the middle and speed on the end.
Yeah, 75 is also the punter.
They got down and 6. Griffin's right straight in front of us now. That's going to be Caleb Hill. He's to the 10-yard line trying to get down to the 5 where it's going to be marked. First down and goal now for the Griffins. Caleb Hill's gotten 3 2-point conversions. Looking for a touchdown here. Continue to 10 minutes to go now before halftime. Thought we're going to have a short second half if they score here. First and goal, ball at the 5. Who's going to get it here? A hard row split to the right. Weatherford gives it to Hill. Takes a hit at the goal line, but takes it across. Two men hit head on. Kenny Hill takes it in the end zone. 9:40 to go here in the second quarter, and the Griffins are pouring it on. It's a good hit. And Hill taking it in right side. The Griffins have to be, what, 200 and over 200 yards here in this first half on the ground.
Well, they've had short fields every time, so it's hard to
I was going to start adding, but they haven't had that much to go. There's a 2-point conversion. Different ball carrier this time. 9's going to take it into the end zone, runs over a guy. That's good. No flags on the play. And Micah Keene taking it in. Give Caleb Hill a rest on the 2-point conversion. 46-0 our score. 9:41 to go. Let's hear another word from our sponsor because we're probably going to have a short second half. We'll be back.
Get back in the swing of things with a special deal from Lifestyle Wellness and Spa. For a limited time, join for $5 and mention WCAB and get 1 month free. Get that energy back, flexibility of your joints, and a better outlook on life. For $5, join today and get 1 month free when you mention WCAB. First-class equipment and plenty of space for you to choose your style of fitness. The pool and the hot tub alone are worth that price. Contact the professional-friendly staff at Lifestyle Wellness and Spa and get going for a Feel Better You. 247 Oak Street Extension, Forest City, and you'll be saying, oh, I feel so much better.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
WCAP. Okay. They either grabbed him around the face mask or the neck. He definitely jerked him down.
So. Need some positive yardage for the Rams. After the mark off. Is against the Griffins. That's probably one thing I guess Coach Schubert's not going to be happy about is his penalty.
Yeah.
Always, Coach can always find something to complain about. Can't you?
Another score update, Morganton Chase 42, Patton 0.
Second quarter. Wow. Rutherford County's having a pretty good night tonight.
They are.
RS Central not giving up any points. They're on the board, though.
Yeah, they were 79-point favorites tonight.
That's it. First and 10 for the Rams up near midfield again. Second man through, gets a handoff. He's going to be a short gain on the play. Trying to stay on his feet, still running. Gets away from one, and he's going to go down. Good hard tackle on the play. They're going to give him forward progress. Or they're not going to give him forward progress. Let's see what they do here.
I don't think you give him forward progress when you keep fighting for yardage.
Yeah, I guess so. They're going to have a loss on the play, it looks like. Let's talk it over. Timeout called by the Griffins. I think that's just to settle some people down just a little bit.
Yeah, that definitely was a little extracurricular activity. The runner for Highland Tech there threw a kick at a TJ player. Just got to make sure your guys are staying in the moment.
Got
a big lead. Don't want to do crazy. It's going to make you miss the game next week.
No flag thrown, I don't think.
No, there was not.
Yeah. Probably should have been, but there wasn't. Just under 9 minutes to go here. 46-0 our score. Griffin's on top of the Highland Tech Rams. Rams giving up 55 a game. Griffin may have that at halftime. I think Shelby put up 62 in the first half against Highland Tech. So Griffin's looking for that maybe.
You're fans of South Carolina football. South Point leads Northwestern 13-8. Broome is up 28-0. And it looks like Gaffney is leading Dorman 14-0.
A little bit of a surprise.
Gaffney has more points than Dorman has yards.
Wow.
Gaffney's outgained Dorman 207-13.
And Dorman's got that big offensive line, too. So I hear Gaffney defense is pretty good, so they must really be.
Another score alert from Morganton. Chase now leads 49-0. After Tavon Drisma's punt return touchdown.
But they're just warming up for the playoffs. Second down and 9 coming up. There's a handoff. Left side. Going to try to get to the corner. Stiff arm and knocked out of bounds after a short game. Almost runs into the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
You hate to see that.
I was holding Weatherford on the tackle. He pushed the ball carry out of bounds. That's great composure by him. You know, in the last play, he got kicked after the play. Should have been a penalty. That time, he's dragging a runner out of bounds, holds him up, keeps him up. Good sportsmanship there by Holt Weatherford.
Wouldn't expect any less. Pickup of about 2, 3rd and 6 coming up. Well, the Grams are getting some positive yardage now.
They're
not going backwards.
Only bad thing about that play, went out of bounds, clock stop.
That's the only time they're stopping now, I guess, isn't it? 3rd down, 6 coming up. Snap. Quarterback's going to roll to his right, throws it out into the fan. It's caught. Going to be, I believe, close to a first down. I think he might have got one.
On the spot.
Good hard tackle out there.
Carmelo Adams made that tackle. He started at the fullback position and just a little play action route to the flat. Quarterback did a good job of finding it.
It is a first down, and you can hear the Highland Tech fans excited. That's the second first down for the Rams here. They're getting up close to positive yardage now. 8:15 to go. First and 10. Second shotgun again goes the Rams quarterback. Has one receiver to his, one running back to his right. I'll hand it to him, cuts it back to the middle. Back to the outside. Have some room out there. Good eye for the running back. Going to pick up positive yardage.
Yeah, I finally looked smarter. I've talked about him in the pregame show. Kamari Shepard, outside linebacker there for the Griffins, over pursued, opened up the cutback lane, and Shepard found it for the big game.
Got the first down. Another consecutive first down for the Rams. Maybe they're finding something here. Shepard on the carry. 1st and 10. We're heading toward halftime here. Griffins up 46-0, 7:30 to go. First half. Got an I formation now. Quarterback back on the center. Going to give it to the fullback. He gets a couple of yards. trying to stay on his feet. But good tackling there by the Griffins. Defensive front coming up strong that time. Gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Rams. I thought they got the grill going back here behind us, huh?
Yeah, I see them flames coming up high. They talk about some burgers and dogs. So,
out there on the porch deck. That was just outside the gymnasium. Crowd still filling up here for the Rams. I formation again. Quarterback under center. That's a movement. Defense sets. Second man through is number 4 is going to take it. Cut back. Trying to go the opposite way. Nowhere to go. And he's tackled hard. Another hard tackle around the shoulder pads.
It's hard to cut back when David Hargrove's following you. That man soars through the air. I like this old smash mouth kind of offense the Rams are running right now. The I formation, don't see that often.
You hardly ever see it anymore.
You know, this is fun to see. A lot of stretch plays. Just going outside the tackles. Yep, just a lot of fun to watch.
Man on man. Your offensive line against that defensive line. Here we go now. Short gain, 3rd and 1 coming up. May have lost about a yard on that play. Back to the I formation. Go under center. Fullback sets. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Drops a pass, looks downfield, throws it, and the ball is. Did he make the catch? He did. Sliding on the ground, made the catch. Looks like another first down for the Rams.
See.
From here, it looks like a first down. If not, it's going to be 4th and 2.
That was Carson London on the catch. The Rams did an outstanding job of stretching out. Rams showing a little bit of success on the play-action boot.
Yeah, that high formation working for him.
Got the tight end come across the middle there. Had the fullback in the flat earlier. So good variety here from the Rams.
4th and 2. We're going to have a timeout called by the Rams. We'll take one. Listen to another sponsor here. Tell them thank you for bringing this game around WCAB.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
WCAB. Welcome back to Friday Night Frenzy here on WCAB Radio. You're listening to tonight Thomas Jefferson football against the Highland Tech Rams. 46-0, our score with 5:05 to go in the first half. Yep, you heard that. First half, 46-0.
Updates from over in Columbus. Polk County Wolverines lead East Rutherford 28-0. And I believe that game's in the second quarter.
East Rutherford hanging in there right now. It's just failing by 28.
Yeah, that's a team I hate we haven't got to see this year, Polk County. I really enjoy watching Angus Weaver play. He's hard-nosed. And I've told multiple coaches, and they've told me, when he introduces himself to you in the hole, you find out real quick who he is.
He's headed to the Shrine Bowl as I give up the middle for the 4th down play. Think the Griffin may have stopped him.
It looks short. He did not look like he got any forward momentum there.
Just ran straight up the gut with it.
But no signal yet.
He may come out for a measurement on this one. They're still sorting it out, placing the ball down. They got the first down.
I'll say this. The side judge is marked and put his spot in front of the marker, which would mean he was short, but it's a first down Rams.
Yes, it is. They're knocking on the door now. Rams on the move, 1st and 10. They're going to stick with the I formation, pitch to the tailback. Second one, got some good blocks out front. Going to get to the corner. Knocked out of bounds down there around the 10-yard line, I think.
Yeah, you know, and I will say this, you know, the Rams are having a lot of success on the edges now. And it's not necessarily the Griffins are losing contain.
There's a lot of jersey grabbing going on that's not being called. But, you know, you got to fight through that if it's not called and find a way to bounce that run back inside to where your help is.
Pickup of 9. Down to 4:20 to go in the first half. Rams can get a first down. There's a give. I think he's going to, second effort, get the first down, I believe. He's thrown down hard after a short gain on the play.
Yeah, this is Cameron Newman there. He's back on the field after being taken off to cool down a little bit. But he bounced off a few guys and picked up the first down.
He's out there running hard, that's for sure. It's going to be first and goal. Rams knocking on the door here with 3.5 minutes to go before halftime.
They score here, and the Griffins do not. We will not have a running clock to start the second half. So
exactly.
That's an important drive.
See if Griffin can hold them out. There's a tailback right side trying to stretch it out. Cuts it back. It's going to be a short gain on the play. Griffins keep him out of the end zone.
David Hargrove did such an excellent job of using his arms, keeping them extended, not allowing him to be blocked out of the play. He rode with the running back there and was able to make the running back go where Hargrove wanted him to go. Outstanding job by the linebacker.
Picked up about a yard. It's going to be second goal now. Not the ball's about on the 8-yard line, I would think.
No question about it. This is 4-down territory, too. So if you're the Griffins, you're not even worried about the forcing the field goal because there's not going to be one.
Actually, maybe second goal from the 7, we're going to call it. They're going to split the backfield now. Come out of the eye, go back in shotgun. Going to give it to the second man through. He's going to run hard. Going to be down near the goal line.
That's the fumble, and I believe the Griffins recovered.
I think they did. The ball did come out. He's holding that ball loose over there.
Yeah, I'm seeing the motion. It is T.J. Ball.
Well, there goes the touchdown.
No clue who forced it. No clue who recovered it. I just know the team in white did.
And we want to play on this end of the field, and doggone if they're not down to the other end of the field again. 2:43 to go. Can the Griffins get it in the end zone again here before halftime? 2 timeouts left, I think. Not sure they'll use them. It's 46-0, 2:43 to go, and the Griffins have it first and 10 from about the 4-yard line, it looks like.
I believe Weatherford's at quarterback. It's hard to see from this.
He's in the end zone. He's going to take it left side, picks up big yardage right at the middle, cuts it back to the left, still running. Finally going to go down after about a 12-yard gain.
Okay, Caleb Hill, he runs hard. Now, his running style is similar to Weatherford. They don't look to run around you. They look to run through you.
And it's a first down pickup. So first and 10, ball's going to be about the 14-yard line. 2:20 to go. Griffins aren't in a hurry to try to score, but if they get one here, I'm sure they'll be happy with it. Weatherford, the quarterback, and shotgun. He's maneuvering the tailback around. He's going to take this snap. He's going to look right up the middle. Going to run hard. Lowers his head. Shoulder pads leading the way. Going to pick up. As soon as they move the marker, I'll let you know. Picked up 4, second 6. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Griffin's on top, 46-0. Looking to carry this into the second half at halftime here and continue going, 46-0. Weatherford's going to take it. That's Hargrove, going to pick it left side, cuts it back, runs over his own man. Going to get another Griffin first down. I'd like to know the yardage total here tonight, if I can find some stats at halftime maybe from the press box. There's a wholesale change coming in for the Griffins. Looks like a whole new offensive line.
About as many guys as they can send on. They do not have enough to serve a full 11 on and off, so it's going to be a mixture here. By the way, just for our fans, Chase has scored again, 55-0, still in the second quarter.
Wow, here we go now. I got maybe Caleb Hill at quarterback. Oh, we have some movement with some fresh offensive linemen. There's a flag. That'll stop the clock with 48 seconds to go.
That was probably a blessing about that false start, because that snap would have been a fumble and been over his head.
Micah King in there in the backfield, looks like. Fisher's going to run the clock. 5-yard penalty. Makes it 1st and 15 now for the Griffins. Clock on the way down. If they can get a long score here. That's going to give it to Samantha. He's going to be hit after a gain of about a yard. Stacked up pretty good there by the Rams defense, that left side of the line.
That was freshman Elias Santiago there. Did not have a chance to do much of anything. That was a lot of pressure in the backfield there.
Griffith may run one more play, 15 seconds on the game clock. They may just let it expire. Let's see if they're going to get this enough. 10 seconds to go. I'll line up and try to get one more play. There's a snap. There's a handoff. Right to the middle of the line, nowhere to go, and that's going to be the horn here for the halftime signal. We're going to head to halftime. 46-0. Griffin's on top of the Rams. We'll be back for the second half.
Insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time. When your busy schedule means no time to cook, but the kids need their veggies, Wayne's Lunchbox has a solution for supper. With 5 different meat choices and so many vegetable sides to choose from, everybody will be happy. Me and my nephew love that broccoli casserole. And, of course, lunchtime, along with hot dogs, hamburgers, and other delicious sandwiches, Wayne's has a smaller meat and veggie lunch menu. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 2, supper 3 to 7. Call on Wayne's for catering events. They're on East Main Street in Spindale. Order ahead at 828-395. 2225. And starting Monday, Wayne's will start taking orders for Thanksgiving.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
Highland Tech High School here in Gastonia, where the Thomas Jefferson Classical Academy Griffins hold a 46-0 lead over the Rams. Big first half for the Griffins on both sides of the ball. Try to recap the scoring a little bit. David Hargrove got things started with a pair of touchdown runs. Cameron Hill punched in punched in a two-point conversion both times. And the Griffins led 16-0 early. Then it was Holden Weatherford's turn. He picked up a pair of scores. And once again, Hill converted the two-point tries, and it was 30-0 almost into the first quarter. And then Hargrove scored once again on a scoop and score. Two-point conversion was good as well. That made it 38-0. And then the final score of the first half came on a touchdown pass from David Hargrove to Jebediah Rollins, where Micah King converted the two-point try. Caleb Hill also had a touchdown run there in that first half, and that kind of catches it back up to 46-0. It was a first half completely dominated by the Griffins in every facet of the game. Highland Tech only had one drive that got across midfield. The Griffins defense just took away everything the Rams wanted to do offensively. Offensively, they've ran the ball effectively. They've only threw the ball one time. The Griffins have offensively. So this is the game the Griffins needed to have. It's the game they wanted to have. Coming off the win last week against Cherville, trying to get their second conference win tonight. and at least has the potential to set up a three-way tie for first place in the 1A side of the conference standings going into next week, the final week of competition. So a couple score updates for you real quick. The Trojans still lead Patton 55-0. Last update I had from Polk County, it was Polk County 28, East Rutherford 0. Burns all over Cherville 36-0. Last score I had for Shelby, the Gold Lions were having a field day. They're up 33-7 on East Gaston. They're just about to halftime. So a lot of blowouts tonight across the board. So like I said, but here at Highland Tech, Thomas Jefferson 46, Highland Tech 0. We're going to take a moment here from our sponsors one more time.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
Get 105 meg fiber-rich internet from Vive for only $25 a month for the first 12 months. One of the many great reasons you get more with Vive. Our network provides speeds up to 5 gig, 24/7 local support, 30-day money-back guarantee, a great streaming experience for the whole family, and free install when you order online. Call today or visit us online at vivebroadband.com. Offer ends 10/31/22. Not available in all areas. Modem taxes and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit vivebroadband.com for additional restrictions.
One of the Carolinas' leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindell Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color-enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high-quality Appalachian bark that is blended for best performances. They also carry river rock, stone, and gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindell Mulch Company, 325 Spindell Street, Spindell.
A quick score. I know it's been David Hargrove, 3 touchdowns on the night, 2 on the ground, 1 on a fumble recovery, and 1 on a touchdown pass. So he's had 4 total. So it's been a good night for him. And just a regular, typical, tough night for Highland Tech. They've been struggling for a couple of years now, and it just continues. And they're improving, I guess, each week. They're not giving up.
They're not, you know, and there's just not much working for them offensively tonight. You know, they had a little success there on that last drive before halftime, before another untimely fumble. Little bit of success through the air with some play action. You know, they don't really stretch the field on you. You know, so it enables you to play everybody up near the line of scrimmage, near the box, and that makes it so hard to operate offensively, you know, unless you're Wisconsin.
Yeah, and when they do get something going, they turn it over, you know, fumble here, interception there, and that's be disheartening. But again, they come out fighting, and they've been in the situation, you know, a lot of games this year, down at halftime, coming out with a running clock, second half, but they get out there and they continue to play.
They do, like I say, and like you said, they're continuing to fight. You know, you never want to see, you know, bad sportsmanship take over, but you love the fight that Highland Tech's still playing with. You know, there's passion. You know, it's just tough. You know, sometimes old saying goes, sometimes you just ain't got enough horses. You know, and Highland Tech just don't have enough horses as the teams you're going up against. And you know, like I said, the horses the Griffins have shown up and shown out tonight.
And I'm impressed with the support they have. You know, a team that's having a 21-game losing streak and coming out knowing that you're down 31-0 before the game starts almost, and they're out here and they're cheering and they're, you know, grilling out on the deck, and they're having a good time and pulling for their team. And that has to be hard to do week after week.
I'm sure it is. You know, it's difficult. You know, there's a lot of college football that, you know, that deals with that. You know, you think about Kansas football. You know, they were so bad for so long. All of a sudden, they started this year 5-0. At college game day on campus, the place was sold out, packed out. You know, so it just takes
It's kind of, you know, I saw a video of Bill Self, the Kansas men's basketball coach, talking to the Kansas football players. He said, you know, he talked about Kansas basketball has had sustained success for a long time. And he says, you know, there's guys that come in, they're the foundation, they start building something, but they don't build it, and they don't teach the ones coming after them to continue building on it. And that's what he preached. You know, he said that's one thing Kansas always had on the hardwoods. You know, started with Fog Allen, you know, and all the way up to Bill Self. They continued to build upon what was there. And his message to that football team was, it's not just enough that you build it while you're here. You got to build it even after you're gone. When you have both of those seasons, it's hard to continue to have guys that want to play. It's hard to continue having fans show up, but Highland Tech has both. Like you said, they've got 40 players. It's awesome to see for the Rams and Rams fans.
You know, who's to say, you know, 5 years from now we may be here and they're ranked, you know, nationally in the country or something with some players coming. All it takes is, you know, two or three guys to get things going and it just catches fire from there. Like, it could be the future now run out there. A little kid, probably, you know, 8, 9 years old, he's out there throwing the ball around. He may be the future of this Rams program.
Yeah, I'll say this. I'm going to say his 40 times pretty good just watching him run out here.
Yeah. If I could still move like that, I wouldn't be up here on the press box. We're going to get Seder on the way in just a minute, and I guess it'll be a running clock here in the second half. So we may not get the sponsors in very many times. We'll take another time out here and then hear a word from a couple of those real quick before we start the second half.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
Nothing. Griffin's on top of the Rams, and Rams making their way out of the locker room. You don't see their heads down. They're out there warming up, stretching, and they're ready to get the second half. Who knows? They may get some touchdowns here and do some good things in the second half.
One score update I failed to give earlier. Hendersonville has a 14-0 lead over Brevard at halftime. I'm a little surprised by that score. You know, I did not think Brevard would be held scoreless in the first half, and I didn't think Brevard would hold Hendersonville just 14 at halftime. You know, so that's a little not unexpected on both sides of the ball for both teams. Looks like baseball-wise, the Phillies have a 1-0 lead over the Padres early.
You know, I think that format they did where the division winners or the top two seeds got that 5 days off, I think that hurt both the Braves and the Dodgers, I believe.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, if you're a Dodgers fan, you know, you've got to be thinking, you know, we keep winning 100 games a year. Well, we've got one World Series to show for it, and it was in the bubble with half the stadium empty. You know, so, you know, I don't know. You know, a lot of people discredit, they'll discount those championships. You know, maybe there's an asterisk beside them. I don't, you know, it's your opinion. And it's year after year, the Dodgers just fall apart in the playoffs. As a Braves fan, it's fun to watch. I love seeing the Dodgers fall apart. But
you know, since Tommy Lasorda left, they've had kind of a curse on them, I guess.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see. A lot of big-time free agents out there. It's going to be re-signed. The Dodgers need to lock up a shortstop. But Trey Turner being a free agent. The Braves need to lock up a shortstop. With Dansby Swanson being a free agent. So
maybe a swap there. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be.
A couple of scores from across the state line. It looks like at halftime, Chesney's up over 96-21-20. Abbeville doing the Abbeville things. The Blacksburg's 48-0 at the half. I got that Chase 55-0 now, I believe it is. Pesco over East Henderson 34-0. That's the latest I have. And that's about all I've got going on. That's down in Spartanburg, Eastbourne Springs 35-7. And that's all the updates I have. Got this one here is 46-0 at the half. We'll be next week chasing RS Central.
That's going to be a fun game. Fun game. I'm going to save some for the pregame show next week, but that's going to be a fun one. You know, I'll tell you, it's been a close game the last several years, and I don't necessarily care who's got what record. It's the Hilltoppers and it's the Trojans. You know, so that's a game that I'm really looking forward to.
Hilltoppers can score with anybody, so if, you know, get some breaks or get a couple of stops, that might throw a scare into the Trojans. That game is going to be at RS Central?
It will be. Yeah, be at the Palace. We'll be lucky. We're going to be in a nice box, secluded box. It's going to be warm. Coach Sam Hooper always takes care of us when we go to RS Central. Thankful for him. I know he was listening earlier. I hope he's still listening to hear that. But yeah, like I said, that's going to be a fun game next Friday night.
I hope it's 14 degrees outside.
Well, if he puts that box heater in our space, well, I'm good to go.
You know, I'll bring one if you want. I've got a little electric heater tonight that we can bring with us. And that's going on for the second time here in the second half. Everybody making their way back up here on top of the press box. And I'm new. I don't know if it's built for 10 people or not.
Well, there's less people right up here. There's only five of us, so hopefully we'll keep it that
that's
way.
That's good. It's been a luxury. I'm going to get this second half started. The Rams will receive the second half kickoff. No, they won't. Griffins will get the second half kickoff, won't they? Yep. Leading 46-0. So Rams are kicking off for the first time. And they get a good close look at his helmet. That's a nice-looking helmet. It's got the little faded blue on the top of it. That's a well-designed helmet. I wonder who did that for him. All blue. A lot of guys wearing their pink socks for breast cancer awareness. And we'll get this kickoff started. Be the first kickoff of the night.
It's awesome to see these, the second string guys get a lot of action tonight for the Griffin. You know, they've practiced hard all year. They deserve this opportunity to try to put some points on the board themselves.
Right, and I want to preserve this shutout, I'm sure.
You know, knowing defensive coordinator Doug McCree like I do, he wants this shutout bad. He really does.
Now the Rams getting set. They've got 11 out there, I believe. There's 4, 9, 10, 11. And set to kick it off, number 40. First time we'll see this tonight. It's that slow. Going to kick it the same way. If the ball is loose on the ground, it's going to be recovered by the Griffins, I believe. It's a scrum for the ball down there at about the 45 of the Griffins.
It looks like Elias Santiago made the recovery there. So good job by the freshman being alert. Speaking of freshmen, that was freshman Jackson McClellan on that kickoff.
A freshman out there. We'll probably see a whole lot more here in this third and fourth quarter. So the Griffins have it. And we'll be a running clock here in the second half. Who's going to have it quarterback now? We'll have Weatherford in there. Caleb Hill in the backfield. Carl Hargrove to the left as a split. Receiver wide right. That's going to be Caleb Hill looking for a block. Cuts it back to the middle. Has some room. Can he get out there? He's to the outside now. Cuts it back again. I think he was thinking about going outside, but cut it back. Picked up about 14 yards for another Griffin first down.
Yeah, Josh Watkins was looking for somebody to block. He couldn't find nobody and had to avoid Hill there late.
Griffin's taking up right where they left off in the first half. On the move here, already in Rams territory. Ball at about the 43-yard line of Rams. Rex Knapp, Weatherford's going to cut it outside, has a block. He's to the 30, cuts it back to the 20 now. Staying on his feet, going to be hitting behind to the 20-yard line. Finally down to the 15. Weatherford picked up about 30 yards on that carry. Going to be first and 10.
You know, when the runners run to this side of the field, I feel like we're on the sky cam at an NFL game. The camera that just flies across the field. It feels like we're right on top of these guys and that we can make the tackle.
Yeah, that thing's neat to watch, especially live. Ball on the 14-yard line. Griffin's on the move once again in the red zone. Weatherford at quarterback. Hargrove's going to go in motion, going to take the handoff, catch it right back. He's put a 10-5 end zone touchdown. Carries a couple of Rams in with him and a flag on the play. Coming in late. Get the touchdown of Spain.
I usually have an idea of what a penalty is going to be. I do not know what this is going to be unless it's going to be a horse collar.
Could be that or a face mask. I think he did spin his head around a little bit. Did they signal touchdown yet? Yeah, they did signal touchdown. That'll be 52 for the Griffins now. Just starting here in the third quarter. Personal foul, face mask. This was after it already crossed the goal line, I believe.
I've never seen a face mask on a non-tackle.
I think I have either.
At least defensively.
I think he just kind of spun his head around, but that puts 52 on the board. Two-point conversion attempt coming up. Kelly Hill has three. Well, if he's going to drop back, he's going to throw it. He's going to knock it away, almost intercepted. Two-point conversion attempt is no good. Looking for Watkins. 8:48 to go and winding. 52-0 our score. We'll take a quick timeout.
When your busy schedule means no time to cook, but the kids need their veggies, Wayne's Lunchbox has a solution for supper. With five different meat choices and so many vegetable sides to choose from, everybody will be happy. Me and my nephew love that broccoli casserole. And, of course, lunchtime, along with hot dogs, hamburgers, and other delicious sandwiches, Wayne's has a smaller meat and veggie lunch menu. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 2, supper 3 to 7. Call on Wayne's for catering events. They're on East Main Street in Spindale. Order ahead at 828-395. 2225. And starting Monday, Wayne's will start taking orders for Thanksgiving. Robbins.
Action here. Griffin lead at 52-0. Third quarter on the way. Face mask penalty on the touchdown will be assessed on the kickoff. Griffin's kicking it off on the rim side of the field at the 45. See if they can kick this one into the end zone. There's a good kick. Going to be taken with some room to run. Right up the sideline. Spin. Spins at the 25, tackled at about the 27-yard line. And the Rams will have it first and 10.
Every time I hear that name get called for Highland Tech, Walker Hayes, I think of the country music singer.
What's his big hit?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Walker Hayes is the one that sings that Fancy Like Applebee's song that went viral. I think that's his song.
I think I've heard that one, yeah.
So
the first and 10 for the Fancy Like Applebee's. 27-yard line. Some of the worst field position for the Rams they've had tonight. Most time they're starting out around the 50. Oh, hard snap count. Were they drawn off sides or did the Griffins jump? They had about four of them went across the line.
Yeah, I believe left guard. He saw them coming. He wanted to head start on the block there.
Seems like the Rams have started off almost every drive with a penalty of 5 yards or more. Seems that way.
Seems that way because it is that way.
Yeah, I think so. First and 15 now. We're getting underway. That's a good run left side. Going to be ankle tackled and a flag out here.
Yeah, this is going to be a holding penalty.
Two flags on the play.
A tight end was, oh, no.
That's a face mask penalty. Oh. What's the second flag for?
I guess they were both face masks.
Wow.
I saw a clear holding penalty. I did not see a clear face mask penalty.
I think I've ever seen three face mask calls in one game till tonight.
Well, even though it wasn't called, there was definitely a hold on that play.
There's been a lot of that tonight, hadn't
there? Yeah. I mean, Josh Watkins, his back is supposed to be towards the end zone, and it was turned towards us, being turned around. So,
well, that puts the Rams back near the 50 where they're used to running plays from. We're down to 5:20 to go here in the third. Ball is at the 44-yard line of the Rams, first and 10. Quarterback back in shotgun, going to take it, give to number four. He's going to step backwards, trying to get to the outside. The Griffins are there. Hargrove. All the way across the field to make that tackle.
Well, I tell you, David Hargrove, he plays sideline to sideline. You know, that term has never been more accurately described than David Hargrove.
Yeah, I'm like, he has to be all region at some spot on the field. They pick that, I guess, after the season?
Yes, they do. They pick it after the end of the regular season, but don't announce it until the last team and the conference is eliminated from the playoffs.
A lot of good. They don't want them guys getting those big heads, I guess, during the playoffs.
Yeah, the only problem is when you play in a conference of Shelby and Burns, you know, you're waiting until the middle of December before they can be released.
Exactly. It's already basketball season then. Loss of two on the play, second and 12 coming up. Back to a formation. A left-hander going to roll out. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Almost got away, but he's thrown down at the 30-yard line. Good effort that time by the quarterback, and he turns an ankle, it looks like.
Holden Wedford, Andrew Pope, the back there. Wedford's going to get credit for the sack just because he's a little quicker than Pope. But that was an outstanding job. They were not fooled by the play action. They stayed at home and was all over that bootleg.
Big loss now, third and 19, 20 yards ago, maybe more than that. They have to get to the Griffin 44, 46, it looks like, for a first down.
Be interested to see here if Hargrove comes on a blitz. I guess it depends on whether or not he wants a sack tonight.
Well, he's already got the fumble return and a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. I think another defensive touchdown here would be great. There's a snap, quarterback back to pass. He's got some time, throws it downfield. It's a wobbler. It's going to be up in the air. Almost picked off, almost caught, and almost intercepted.
That was a good job by number 23, Eli Lineberger. He was guarding the tight end who's got probably 4 or 5 inches on him. The linebacker went up, knocked the pass down, almost knocked right into Caleb Hill's hand.
That pass was a little worse than a lame duck. That was a lame cat, I believe, thrown out through there. Another punt now coming up right in front of us. I think the Griffins are going to come after this one. 2:48 to go here in the third.
Yeah, I think it might be one of the situations. If Hargrove gets there, he gets there, but no more than five coming.
And snap is knocked down by the punter. He's got to get the kick away, and he does. End over end kick. Going to take a good bounce. Boy, he got a lot out of nothing.
That was one of the most impressive individual efforts I've ever seen by a punter, Cooper McCall there. Outstanding job.
Didn't panic. Ball almost over his head. He jumps up, knocked it down to the side, and then kicked it away. I don't know how he got it away. No way at all. Don't know how he got that one away.
So, like I said, that snap was high. He went up one-handed somehow, took a couple steps forward, and still got off a good punt.
Got the roll, too. That backs the Griffins up. Right there on about the 31-yard line. I just noticed there's yard markers on the other side of the field. Here we go, handoff left side. No gain on the play. Good defensive stop by the round. Like we said, they come out and they're continuing to play football.
Well, now knowing that you did not know those yard markers were over there, you really were guessing earlier.
I was. A whole lot of proof now for this third and fourth quarter. I don't know why I didn't see them, but I just started noticing. I guess I was looking at this side of the field, they don't have any.
Well, nowhere to put them, I guess.
Yeah.
Where, I mean,
it is tight. This is right on top of the field here. But they're not playing much football on this end of the field.
They're not.
About Weatherford's in there. He's going to stay in shotgun. Argo in motion, gets the handoff. He has a big hole left side. He's coming this way. Is he going to make it? One man to beat. He's dragged down at the 30-yard line. Argo with about a 40-yard run.
Yeah. The defender got a good hold of his throat there. Was able to use that to bring him down.
You can see the determination in his eyes. He got so close to it. Another Griffin first down. What's the scoring record for the Griffin? Do you know the most they've scored in a season?
I do not know. I do not know off the top of my head.
Might get close to it tonight. 30 seconds left on the board.
Might be something I spend some time researching.
I'm sure they've hit 60 a time or two. Oh, gets away from the tackle in the backfield, still staying on his feet. Going to be thrown for a loss there.
Micah King on the carry.
Yep.
He's slung a couple guys off, but too much action in the backfield.
actual loss on the play. I think that's only the second play of the night the Griffins have taken a loss. That's it. Third quarter winds down here in about 10 minutes. With 52-0 our score. We head to the fourth. We'll be back after this.
Robbins Auto Parts is your auto parts headquarters, located at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta. They're your team of professional auto parts dealers for Rutherford County. They have a commitment to serving their customers with the auto parts they need, both new and used. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Visit them today at 1891 Harris Henrietta Road in Henrietta or call them at 828-657-5732. Robbins Auto Parts keeps you rolling.
It's the store folks in Western North Carolina depend on. Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply. It's like a superstore. Deer corn, $11.05 for 50 pounds. Cob corn, $10. They have plenty of deer plant supplies. Check on the lower prices on propane, $12.99 for a 20-pound tank. Mulch, gravel, rocks, and supplies for beautiful landscaping. That's available at Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply at lower prices. Open Monday through Saturday. If you want a feed and seed store that carries so much more, including new and used farm equipment, then come on over to Farmer's Friend Feed, Seed, and Supply, 188 Whiteside Road, Rutherfordton.
Going on the road to Gaston County to play the Highland Tech Rams, 52-0. We got 12 minutes on the clock here. Is it going to be running here this entire quarter? It's been all Griffin tonight. There's a handoff. Going the other way again. It's number two on the carry, right side. It's going to be tackled maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. Short gain on the play. That'll be third and long for the Griffins, I think, for the first time tonight.
Brevard has scored, and they now trail Hendersonville 14-7. So keep an eye on that one. Still no updates on Columbus or from Morganton. Still 55-0 in the last 28-0.
Santiago with a one-yard gain. Caleb Hill back in the backfield with Hargrove. Third down and 11 coming up. Hargrove with the carry. It's going to have the left side. He's going to get there, cut it back. That's not Hargrove. That's going to be number 9. That's Micah King.
That was a good run by King. He did an outstanding job of bouncing to the outside and just a couple yards short.
Picked up about 9. He needed 11. It's going to be 4th and 2. Griffin's in there to go for it. 4th down. Can the Rams make a stand here on 4th and 2? Got Caleb King in at quarterback now. Caleb Hill. A flag on the play.
Be a false start against the Griffin.
That's going to make it a little tougher now. 4th and 7. But too close to punt. Too far for a field goal. It's going to have to go for it here on 4th and 7.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's going to be a penalty on Highland. Okay. Well, no, wait a minute.
It
must have been on the Rams because now it's 1st down.
There we go, 1st and 10. Picked it up without having to run a play.
Must have been offside. That's okay. My fault. I just saw the early movement on the offense.
Caleb Hill gets some snaps. Going to give it right side. Short gain and tackled hard there. That's Santiago again on the carry.
You know, you don't usually – you know, fault a player for cutting it up. You know, that's usually what you're talking about, north and south. But he had a lot of blockers coming around the outside of the tackle's hip.
Yeah, I saw that. But he took it back to the inside, picked up 3 yards. That'll be 2nd and 7 coming up. New offensive lineman in there. Hargrove on the sideline. May not see him again.
Just got another update from Kevin back in the studio. Chase 61, Patton 0.
And Santiago again, right side, going to be close to a 1st down. He just fought on his block up that right side. Safe to say Chase is going to come home with that one. And last Santiago on the carry. And here's a 1st down. 1st and 10. Inside the 20. Ball about the 15-yard line. And they're getting further away from us. There's a handoff. Left side, cuts it back to the middle. It's going to spin toward the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Griffin.
That offensive line just continues to dominate.
No matter who it is.
And so, you know,
when you have a dominant offensive line, these are the kind of ball games you can get.
58-0 now with 8:30 to go. Two-point conversion attempt coming up. Kicker still not available?
Kicker is not available. No, still out with an injury, and I'm not sure that anybody else can kick extra point.
Selma McMurray, she's a senior, too, so it might be time to recruit somebody. Ball is dropped on the ground and picked up. Two-point conversion attempt. Not going anywhere on this one. That was Caleb Hill, I believe, trying to get somewhere. With the defense there, that's a mishandled snap. Well, that's going to leave it 58. 7:50 to go now in the ballgame. Griffith may get another shot or two at the end zone. Depends on what the defense does here. We'll take a quick timeout.
Hello, I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the third time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff. Vote Jason Weiss.
Vive's Ultimate Gig Package gives you more. Fiber-rich 5-gig internet with unlimited data, modem, wire maintenance, and a free installation for only $74.99 a month. That's right. Get our fastest speed with unlimited data and no additional equipment fees. Vive's fiber-rich network powers all your devices and is backed by our 30-day money-back guarantee. Get more with this limited-time offer. Visit us online at 5broadband.com.
9:35, maybe.
Yeah, this feels like the last chance for the Rams to end this shutout. So we'll see what happens.
They did not score last week. I think they were off last week, weren't they? I'm trying to remember who they played. First and 10. Rams have it. They would like to get about a 6-minute drive here and get some points on the board. I think if they did that, they'd have a successful night. Consider that successful. There's a handoff, trying to get outside, but the Griffin speed is there. Making a quick stop on that play, loss on the carry. Shepherd on the carry with nowhere to go. Second down and 12 with a 2-yard loss.
Well, the Trojans once again have scored, and they now lead Patton 68-0.
Wow. Got to be second team in there by now. They might have Reagan McCraney carrying the ball now.
I doubt that's going to happen. He might get to kick an extra point or something. That's about the extent.
There you go. Second and 12 for the Rams. Fullback's going to roll. He's looking downfield. Has a man open and caught for a first down. Beautiful play by the Rams.
They've had good success on the ball to tight end tonight. That's another example.
That's a tough throw, rolling to his left and throwing against his body and making the completion.
Yeah, Carson London, that's a big frame. He gives you a lot of area. Hey, throw it here. Throw it here. I'm showing you my numbers. You know, find a way to hit them. And excellent job there by the tight end.
Coverage wasn't bad, but he had about a step on his defender and was able to complete that for a first down.
There's not many passes more difficult to defend than the crossing route where you got to run all the way across the field chasing somebody, you know, running through your defensive buddies. So.
Yeah, ask Nick Saban about that. That's his bread and butter. First and 10 for the Rams. Back in shotgun, going to give it to his tailback, 21. Picks up a couple of yards. Tackle made there by 66.
That was on that tackle. I'm going to get my roster. Andrew Pope made that tackle there, number 56. Did an outstanding job of getting off his blocker and making the tackle, because if he did not make that tackle, he might still be running.
That's it. Billy O also over there. Second and 9 coming up. We're down to 4 minutes to go. Last ditch effort here for the Rams to get to the end zone. Shotgun, running back on either side. Gonna take the snap. Gonna pitch it out. Ball is tipped. Almost intercepted and ran back for a touchdown.
Josh Watkins about got it that time. I think he would have scored, not had to worry about anybody if he reeled that in.
He did. He read that perfectly. The pass was just out of his reach. for the interception. Makes it 3rd and 8 now. Ball just across midfield at about the 49-yard line of the Griffins. Perfect read that time by the Griffin defense. That would have been another defensive score. Would have put them over the 60 mark for the night. Who's this school that the Griffins have next week? Is that an independent, I think I saw?
Yes and no. They, in football, they are an independent. But in every other sport, they're actually a member of the,
oh, really?
The Metro Conference, I believe is what it's called.
That should be a good game also. Back to pass, quarterback throws it down the side. Has a man wide open and drops. Oh, he had a touchdown coming, looked like. Snuck out there, and that's the long wheel pattern or just going down the sideline. Dropped it at the 22-yard line. And he beside himself 3 times on that one.
Yeah, like I said, that was not a double move or anything. That was just running past somebody.
Ready to call touchdown, and he was thinking it too. Mm. Had to feel bad for him. That's going to bring up 4th and 8. I'm going to go there and go for it. Griffith may get the ball one more time with a chance to run the clock out. I'd go back to that again. I think it looked pretty good for them. Had time to throw it.
Yep.
And they're going to wind up with a delay of game here if they don't call a timeout. Officials trying to hurry them up.
Might have a timeout here. I don't think there. I think there's a lot of confusion on who's supposed to be on the field and who's supposed to be doing what. And
now they're getting lined up. Let's see what they go for here. Got a big guy in the backfield. Going to take the snap, going to drop, going to look for it again. This time he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, roll to his right, looks downfield, throws it, and just out of the reach, looking for his tight end again. Yeah. This time he missed it.
Eli Lineberger on that cover. Good job by him.
That's going to turn the ball over on downs to the Griffins. They get it back here with 1:20 to go, and that's probably going to run it out here. 58-0 is our score.
Yeah, I don't even. They might take one more snap and nail the ball, and this game will be over.
We'll take another quick timeout and a word from our sponsor here and be right back to close this game out.
I'm Jason Weiss, seeking the office of sheriff for the 3rd time. I'm not a political person. I just believe in doing the right thing. I pay for my campaign out of my own pocket. I don't owe anybody but everybody my very best. If you'll consider me up in the upcoming November 8th election for sheriff of Rutherford County, I promise to serve you with dignity, respect, and I promise we're going to close down some drug houses soon. Thank you. Paid for by Weiss for Sheriff.
Vote near a first down. 39 seconds to go here, so that might do it here.
I saw a football go being passed across the fence back there behind the sideline. I thought that was a flag for a moment.
I did too. Thought it was way up in the air, though. I thought the exact same thing. 23 seconds to go. Final play of the ball game, I would say here. The Griffins are going to take a victory formation, maybe, or take the snap here. There's a snap. Caleb Hill's going to give it to number 9. He has some opening. Can he get to the last man? Going to be on his feet and thrown down. Ball is on the ground. Looks like it's recovered.
It was covered by the Rams.
And that's going to do it here, though. That's going to wind the clock down. Our final score, 58-0. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap this thing up and get out of this cold.
This is your Rutherford County Republican Sheriff candidate, Aaron Ellenberg. As a lifelong resident of Rutherford County, I have over 22 years of dedicated, professional law enforcement service committed to the citizens of Rutherford County. I bring police, sheriff, state, and federal law enforcement experience to the sheriff's office. I will use my experience as your sheriff to ensure the residents of Rutherford County receive proactive, professional, honest, and quality law enforcement service we all deserve. I pray for a safe and successful school year for all of our students and staff. Hope every student athlete has a successful season personally and as a team. Good luck to everyone, and let's go vote Aaron Ellenberg for sheriff on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Ellenberg sheriff of Rutherford County. One of the Carolinas' leading bark mulch manufacturers is Spindell Mulch Company. They carry double ground pine bark mulch, color enriched hardwood mulch, topsoil compost, premium potting mixes, aged pine bark, and best start garden soil. Also certified playground material mulch. These mulches are high quality Appalachian bark that is is blended for best performances. They also carry River Rock, Stone, and Gravel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, closed on Saturday. Call 287-3561. Spindale Mulch Company, 325 Spindale Street, Spindale.
Let Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering go to work for you. They offer quality products like Shaw, Mannington, Bruce Hardwood Floors, and many more. They have a great selection of in-stock merchandise to choose from. You always get excellent service and professional installation. Call 828-248-2095. Kohl's Carpet and Floor Covering on Chase High Road in Sandy Mush.
There is one insurance agency that you can put your complete trust and confidence in. That's Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency. They are your full-service agency offering auto, business, homeowners, health, and life. They are an independent insurance agency. Stop in today and talk with manager Bill Daves and his trained staff for a quote or any question you may have. They're at 119 Huntley Street in Spindale or call them at 286-2384. Maxwell B. Hamrick Insurance Agency, your local hometown insurance agency, serving one satisfied customer at a time.
Welcome back, fans, to Highland Tech. Once again, the final score, the Griffins of Thomas Jefferson Classical Academy takes the 58-0 victory. They finished up conference play now, have a non-conference game at Corbin Community next Friday night, 7:30 kickoff.